responsible for the deaths of David Palmer, Tony Almeida, and Michelle Desler. They were friends of mine.
That's the way it works.
Jack, Logan doesn't confess. How far are you actually willing to go?
As far as I have to.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of 24 Under Review's Mid-Hiatus podcast series. We do have a little bit of new information regarding characters and plots. And if you are listening to the ACC version, you can simply look at iTunes, your Nano, or your 5G iPod, and you can see the picture of the actress or actor when we get to that. And now on to the returning characters.
I'm the only one who can find this spider!
Now, you don't strike me as a man who's willing to die for Christopher Henderson. Give me the recording.
Welcome back to the returning characters section. I know I have said all of the characters in this section in previous podcasts, but it's just an easy way for new listeners to stay up to date. Now, first off, we have the almighty Jack Bauer, played by none other than Kiefer Sutherland. We can't forget Chloe O'Brien, who is played by Marilyn Rajkub. According to 24 producers, we will have Jean Smart returning to play Martha Logan, and Gregory Itzen to play, hopefully, impeached Charles... President Charles Logan, return around the 9th or 10th episode. We can expect to see James Morrison play Bill Buchanan, the once the head of CTU. And can't forget D.B. Woodside playing Wayne Palmer, who is alleged to be returning to the White House, this time as president. Curtis Manning, played by Roger Cross, is expected to be returning to the regular cast. And Eric Balfour from Season 1 will return to play the techie Milo Pressman. I may consider him to be new, but Wikipedia doesn't. Morris O'Brien, played by Carlos Roda, will be returning to the regular cast. Glenn Morshauer will play Secret Service agent Aaron Pierce. Paul McCrane will play the infamous Graham. Jack's ex, Audrey Raines, will be played by Kim Raver. And will not be in very many episodes. Lastly, we will see Jane Atkinson playing Karen Hayes. We'll be back with a list of all of the new characters that have been released.
You're gonna land this plane, or I'm gonna put a bullet in your head.
Welcome back to the new characters. We do have one noticeable new character that I would think will play a major role in this season. First and foremost, the new character will be Josh Bauer, supposed brother of the one and only Jack Bauer. Josh Bauer will be played by Evan Ellingston. David Hunt will play Darren McCarthy. Playing head of CTU will be Marisol Nichols as Natalie. Rena Sofer will play Marilyn. And playing Waleed will be Harry Lennox. Carl Penn and Eddie Izzard both fill a part that is not yet known. Philip Bauer, Jack's father, will be played by James Cromwell. Alexander Siddig will play the role of Harmair al-Assad, a man that will be associated with the terrorist attacks. Lastly, and I don't know yet if this will be the least, we have Peter MacNicol, who will play Thomas Lennox, a high-power government official. When we return, the plots, both new and old.
You have no idea what you're dealing with, you little ass kisser.
You don't talk to my people like that, Bill. Take him to holding.
It's no wonder CTU fell apart under that guy.
Welcome back to the plot section. We do have some good news. Although it may not be related to the plot, 24 Season 6 will start on Sunday, January 14th. And the finale of 4 episodes will finish on Monday, January 15th. This will be in the same format of last year's season opener, and if you noticed, last podcast I said it was released 100 days before the season premiere. That was incorrect. I was using the schedule that it came out on January 1st, so now there are only 96 days left on the day of recording, which is Tuesday, October 10th. Back to the real plots. First and foremost, Season 6 will take place in the neighborhood of around 20 months after season 5, allowing for enough time for Wayne Palmer to be elected president. Joel Surnow, one of the producers of 24, said that all of the presidential plotline will be carried out in D.C., where good old Aaron Pierce will be back in protecting the president. John Caesar mentioned that in the August 14th to 20th edition of TV Guide that, one, Jack will be a mere 2 months into his Chinese incarceration. I don't know if they did the math wrong or something, but I don't see where that 18 months came from. I guess the ship may have broken down the engines and had to drift across the Pacific. I guess that's a little bit extreme. But to the second thing, he also said that the country would have already possibly been attacked by terrorists. And Kim Raver, Gregory Itzen, and Gene Smart are not expected to be a main part of the cast, only appearing in a few episodes. One big thing that I know a lot of people will enjoy is that in 2 weeks from today, the 10th, there will be a bridge between seasons 5 and 6. I would think this is similar, if not identical, to what we will see on the DVD, so watch out for that on October 24th. That's all for the plot, and now we'll just get on to some regular housekeeping.
The stars will cry, the blackest tears tonight.
Welcome back. Please give us feedback, both good and bad, by emailing us at feedback@2400review.com. The show notes, as always, can be found by copying and pasting the URL found in the podcast info, or just simply go to geocities.com/UDTMNshownotes. Also, please feel free to check out our forums, which can be found by following the link found in the show notes, or copying and pasting the link in the podcast info. If you have an account on 24 boards, please email it to me, and I can say your posts on the podcast, and that'll usually be, I'll say, anyone's posts that I think are relevant to the episode. But that's about it for today. Please check out askcast.com, home of my other podcast, and have a great week.